This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 4th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day in Israel is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. It's a lovely afternoon to be outside. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a pleasant breeze, offering some relief from the heat. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, a new Lebanon deal revives Jerusalem's hopes of curbing Iran's influence, with a trilateral pact formalizing IDF coordination with the Lebanese army earlier today. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that Netanyahu and Trump spoke on Friday and agreed to meet soon in the U.S., marking their first meeting since February 2026. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the Houthis have threatened Saudi Arabia, claiming they will strike by land and sea after accusing Riyadh of preventing an Iranian plane from landing in Sana'a. Separately, JNS details how the IDF killed a Hamas terrorist involved in the abduction of Captain Daniel Perez. This operation was in light of events from October 2023. And finally, from JTA, former hostages at an Entebbe reunion expressed their shattered faith in Israel's promise of rescue, reflecting on events from July 1976 and their impact today. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a Jewish-American commentator, shared just minutes ago his pride in America's Independence Day, calling it the greatest country in the world. Mark Dubowitz, a policy expert, posted earlier highlighting errors in assumptions about the Islamic Republic of Iran's geopolitical standing. Ella Kay, a travel blogger, wrote earlier today about the differing global perceptions of Palestinian and Israeli lives, critiquing the pro-Palestine movement's focus. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the new deal with Lebanon aims to curb Iran's influence by coordinating military efforts with the Lebanese army. This agreement ties Israel's withdrawal to Hezbollah's disarmament, but doesn't provide guarantees. Its success could significantly alter power dynamics in the region. Turning to the political arena, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Netanyahu and Trump plan to meet soon in the U.S. Their last meeting was followed by a joint attack on Iran, hinting at potential future collaborations. This meeting could have implications for U.S.-Israel relations and Middle Eastern diplomacy. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights the escalating tensions as the Houthis threaten Saudi Arabia with strikes. They accuse Riyadh of blocking an Iranian plane, which they claim justifies a potential military response. Such threats could destabilize the region further, affecting international relations and security. In earlier reporting from JNS, the IDF targeted a Hamas terrorist responsible for the abduction of Captain Daniel Perez. This operation highlights ongoing efforts to address past attacks from October 2023. The incident underscores the complexities of military operations and their humanitarian consequences. And reflecting on long-standing military narratives, JTA discusses how former hostages from the Entebbe raid now question Israel's rescue assurances. The raid, while historic, contrasts with recent events, prompting broader reflections on security and trust in national promises. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Israel has frozen 37 cryptocurrency wallets linked to the IRGC used to fund Hezbollah. This move is part of broader economic warfare efforts by the Defense Ministry. Separately, CTEC covers insights from the Microsoft AI tour in Tel Aviv, where Itai Epstein of WSC Sports discussed using AI to create personalized sports content, revolutionizing how audiences engage with World Cup events. And finally, according to Globes, Elementor, a competitor to Wix, is laying off 10 employees due to AI-induced changes. This represents a significant 30% workforce reduction, reflecting broader trends in tech and employment. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.